So let's review. The Gemara earlier explained, Yotze shtachavo lidin be'atzma, yotze zvicha lidin ala klal kulay. The Torah issues a general prohibition against serving idols in their customary manner, yet the Pasuk explicitly mentions slaughtering separately to establish the principle of avodas penim. One is liable for performing for an idol any service that was done in the Beis HaMikdash, even if it's not the customary way to worship this idol. The Pasuk also explicitly mentions bowing separately, and so one is also liable for bowing to an idol even though it is not a service in the Beis HaMikdash, even if it's not the customary way to serve this idol. The Gemara there suggested an alternate interpretation. Perhaps we use bowing as a general principle, and one is liable for any respectful form of service, and the Gemara refuted this version. The Gemara now questions the entire premise. If we were to say, why would we need a separate pasuk to teach us that one is liable for serving an idol in its customary fashion if there is a general principle derived from bowing that one is liable for any respectful service? At first, the Gemara answers, L'mu'ute ha'payir atzmai l'zayivchem. The pasuk would serve to exclude someone who relieves himself in the way they would worship the idol pa'ir, before an idol for which it's customary to slaughter sacrifices. However, the Gemara argues, Mishtachavo nafka, Mashtachavo derech kibud, afkol derech kibud. This is already excluded by the principle derived from bowing, which only included respectful forms of worship. Therefore, the Gemara answers, L'mu'ti ha'payir atzmai l'markoilis. The pasuk would serve to exclude someone who relieves himself in front of the idol markoilis, which is customarily worshipped by throwing stones at it. And we might argue, since it is worshipped in a non-respectful manner, perhaps one is liable for any non-respectful form of worship. Therefore, this pasuk would teach us that one is only liable for worshipping an idol in a different, respectful manner. The Gemara now challenges the refuted premise from a braisa. Zevech behema lebarkoilis chayev. One who slaughters an animal to barkoilis, an idol usually worshipped by throwing stones at it, is liable, as the pasuk says, v'lo yizbuchu oides evcheim lasi'irim. An additional prohibition not to slaughter to idols, and since we already know that one is liable for worshipping an idol in its customary manner, this pasuk refers to slaughtering an animal to an idol not usually worshipped in this way. The Gemara asks, according to our premise that the example of bowing establishes a general principle, this would include slaughtering a respectful form of worship. The Gemara answers, Hasam bezevech lahachas. This pasuk would refer to slaughtering to the idol in order to anger Hashem without truly accepting it as a deity. Nevertheless, it is forbidden. The Gemara continues to elaborate on the Mishnah Daf Samach. Ha'ivid avodas kechavim, one who worships idols is liable, which infers ha'ivid in oimer lo. One is not liable for merely stating his intent to worship idols. The Gemara challenges this inference from a Mishnah Daf Samach Zayin. If one is incited to worship idols, he's liable as soon as he says, I will worship an idol, or I will go and worship, or let us go and worship. The Gemara cites several answers. Everyone agrees that one is liable for merely saying he will worship the idol, thereby accepting the idol as a deity. However, our Mishnah is discussing where he explicitly declared, I am not accepting the idol as a deity until I worship it. Therefore, he's only liable once he worships it. An alternate answer. This is indeed a machlekes tanoim, as we find in the following braisa. Ha'imer boyu ba'abduni, if someone says, come and worship me. Remeir mechayev, Rabbi Yehuda Paiter. Remeir says he's liable as a mesis, one who incites tavodah zarah, but Rabbi Yehuda says he's exempt. Now, heich defolchu kulam leplegi. Everyone agrees that if they worship him, he's liable, as the pasuk says, leisas l'cha fesel, do not make yourself into an idol. However, they disagree, b'dibur ba'alma, if he merely incited them, but they did not listen. Remeir sabr dibur milsihi. Remeir holds he is liable for mere speech, while Rabbi Yehuda holds he is not liable for mere speech. Similarly, they would disagree regarding stating one's intention to serve an idol. However, the Gemara retracts this answer. Rabbi Yehuda also agrees that one can be liable for mere speech, as he rules in another braisa. He is liable if he says, I will worship an idol, or I will go and worship, or let us go and worship, but not if he incites others to worship him. Therefore, the machlekes pertains specifically to mesis la'atzmai, v'amrilei in kamiflgi, when he incites others to worship him and they agree. Remeir holds shamilei v'in de ka'amrilei kushtuhu. They will listen to him and they were sincere in their agreement. Therefore, he's liable as a mesis. Rabbi Yehuda holds loy shamilei. Meimer amri maishna ihu minan didan v'in de ka'amri achuchi aleh. They will not listen to him because they will reason he's not different than any of us. And they only agreed in order to ridicule him. Therefore, he's not liable as a mesis. A third resolution to the contradiction, kan b'yachad ha'nisis kan b'rabim ha'nisasim. An individual is liable for expressing his intention to worship an idol, while a group of people is only liable once they actually worship, and the Gemara explains, yachad le'mimlech v'toy basrei, rabim mimlechi b'le'toy basrei. An individual will maintain his error, and will actually stray after the idol, while a group of people will recognize their error and will not stray, and so they are not liable for merely agreeing to worship. However, Abaye challenges this distinction from a braisa. There's no difference between someone who incites an individual or a group to avodah zarah. Another resolution, one who convinces himself to serve avodah zarah is only liable if he actually worships it, while one who incited by others is liable for agreeing, and the Gemara explains, an individual might reconsider, but when he's incited by others, he will usually be drawn after them. If he was incited and was told, these are the praiseworthy practices of the idol, he will be drawn after it and is liable for agreeing. But if he was not told of its praises, he will reconsider and is not liable for merely agreeing. Seifa b'Yisrael mumer, an ordinary Jew is only liable if he actually serves the idol. But an apostate is liable for declaring his intent to serve, since he will not retract. Loizu avzukatani. There's no machlekes. The first Mishnah taught that one is liable for serving, and the second Mishnah added that one is even liable for declaring his intent to serve. The Gemara introduces another aspect of idol worship. One who worships an idol out of love for or fear of another person, but did not actually accept the idol as a deity in his heart. Abaye Amar Chayev, Do Palcha, he's liable because he served the idol. Rav Amar Pater, Ikiblo Leo Balaha in Eloi Eloi, he's not liable because he did not accept it as a deity.